This is the EWN Podcast Network.
Welcome to Love Brand You, the show about personal branding, how your values, your beliefs, and actions help you define and discover your calling and the evolution of you and your brand. I'm your host, Sam Rafis, and on today's show, we are talking about branding. You heard me right. Today's show is a deeper discussion about branding. And we're going to start with the Business Dictionary definition. Branding is the process involved in creating a unique name and image for a product in the consumer's mind, mainly through advertising campaigns with a consistent theme. Branding aims to establish a significant and differentiated presence in the market that attracts and retains loyal customers. And I would say my clients would say I'm constantly focusing on what makes them unique and different in order to draw out their brilliance and to attract their ideal clients. And each of us has a unique calling, and we can create that authentic identity for our right target. So when we discover and create the personal brand, that's where the magic happens, so to speak. So they get the ideal client, they gain traction, they gain a following, more clients, and we want our clients to have more money. So I love it when my clients trust me to help them get their branding and marketing journey. So here today to talk with me is a branding expert who I've waited excitedly to have this conversation with. And I know how brilliant this woman is, and I know you will get so much out of this show. Let me introduce Althea de las Estrellas to you. And I know she can repeat her name better than I can, because I love the way she says it. So Althea is a witchy artist, a designer, writer, and entrepreneur from Costa Blanca, Spain. She's also a web designer, a branding expert who helps both individuals and collectives put together polished professional websites, products, ads, and aesthetics that represent and market their brand and their services in the best, most authentic light possible. Her main focus is to empower and inspire others to be all that they can be through their varied mediums and services. Althea, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Sam. I'm so happy to be here talking to you. I'm flattered, you know, that you chose me because I love this subject. And I love helping people, you know, do what they came here to do. That's the way I look at it. And I think you look at it the same. Everyone's unique and everyone has a purpose. And I feel like when people don't fulfill their purpose, they're, you know, depriving the world. So I try to help people make that possible.
And me too. And that's why we're here. And we get to talk about it for our listeners. So You know, I've been a fan of yours for years, ever since we were on the same online mastermind group. And
yes,
I know you have a lot to share about your brilliance in branding and marketing. But start us off with your backstory and your why you do what you do.
Well, it's a long story. And like, you know, I feel like everyone who follows their purpose is often a road full of more twists than we expect. So it's no different with me. I basically, as a teenager, I realized I wanted to be an artist, and I could tell that I needed to express myself, you know. So that's what I sort of focused on in my education. But early on, though, it was made a point to me by everyone around me that I would need to find a way to make money, you know? And so from really early on, I was thinking in that direction, you know? Since I was before I was even a teenager, I was always finding little jobs to do around the neighborhood and starting my own clubs and things like that, because I've just always had a real entrepreneurial spirit. So I tried to do that with my art right away, you know? And then I married a web designer. And so things kind of evolved from there. I started learning from him, you know, and people started seeking me out for this stuff because they knew I did it. And I was brave about it because I think that's a big point, you know, you have to be brave about it. Because you're not going to start out being great at anything, you know? So I think that's a big thing. And, you know, I started several different businesses, and I feel like it was through making brands that people started seeing me as a branding expert and seeking me out specifically to help them with that. And nowadays, that's become a big part of what I do, you know?
And I've seen a few of your brands, and I see why people hire you.
Well, thank you. I mean, I just have a clear vision. That's, I think, another big, you know, that's, I think, why people hire me. Because I see people, I see what they're about, and I see the vision that they have for themselves sometimes. I know it sounds, you know, I'm a witchy person. and so I think that helps because I see what people want, and I try to help them bring it out, you know?
And when you say you're a witchy person, for us North Americans, is that like your intuition, or is it like a vision? Is it, how, explain it in our terms.
Well, I have psychic abilities. That's one. Okay. It is arguable that we all have psychic abilities.
Yes,
right.
Like, I do agree.
Mine are developed. You know, mine were very. They were just. You know, we all have talents, and I'm really bad at some things, but I'm really good at some others. So the same that I always was good at cooking since I started, the moment I started investigating my own psychic gifts, they were just there, you know? And so I feel like I live my life intuitively, and I'm able to read people very well. And so I think that definitely helps with my clients, you know? But it's also the execution, you know? I think it's a combination of both things. But I feel like that side of myself also makes it so I'm always encouraging in others being their most authentic selves, you know?
Yeah.
Because I live my life that way because I just can't help it, you know?
And I think those of us in the creative industries, we need to be authentic, and we need to be, I always say it every week, walking our talk. If we want our clients to do it, then we have to be brave to do it as well.
Yes.
And great at what we do.
For things to work out, really.
You know? Pardon? Things
for
with?
Things to work out, you have to walk your talk.
Oh, of course.
You know? There's no other way. I always tell my clients that you have to do it yourself. Otherwise, it's not going to work out.
That's right. And we can help lead them. We can help give them our expertise or our intuition, our opinion, our knowledge, definitely. But if the client doesn't jump on board to create their own identity along with us, then it makes it more difficult, wouldn't you say?
Exactly. There's only so much, you know, you can lead the horse to water. You can make it drink.
Yes.
It's kind of like going to the gym. You have to do your own crunches, you know?
Yeah. So speaking of that, what would you say are the most common roadblocks your clients encounter with their branding?
I think it's most definitely being themselves, actually. I feel like most people are so self-conscious.
Yes.
You know?
I would have to agree with that.
It's surprising dealing with people that I could consider much more accomplished than me. You know, I look up to so many of my clients that approach me in their careers. I'm just like, wow, look at all that you've done. Sometimes it's, you know, they have years on me in their path and I'm just in awe, but they are insecure. yes. about being themselves. They feel like they have to be a different version of them than they really are. Like the true them won't be accepted or liked or something. So they have to sort of package it in a truly inauthentic way. You know, like it's kind of, I think that's the biggest roadblock for people. Yeah.
And I think because most of us as human beings, we want to be liked. So when
it's normal.
When not everybody likes us, we take it personal. And I said to one of my clients, I think last week, I said, do you like heavy metal music? And the client was no. I said, well, what type of music do you like? Well, I like country. I like pop. And I said, okay, so the people that play or sing heavy metal music, do you know them? No, I don't. So you have no bearing on whether you like them or not. You are just not a fan of that type of music. I said, think of your business in that way. You are not going to attract all of the clients in your industry. You are going to attract the perfect clients for you. This is why we figure out who you are and what you deliver in a unique way. So just because someone says no to you, so that's what we have to remember, that being ourselves attracts the right clients for us.
And you know, I think if you just start from the vantage point of, I mean, there will be people who won't like you. Like, accept that. I tell that to most of my clients. I have to have this talk at some point.
Yeah, me like, too.
Listen, like you, it's just, it's crazy to me that I have to, but I have to tell them like, not everyone's going to like you. That's fine. Like be okay with it.
Yeah.
I feel like if you're not okay with it, you're going to go in insecure into anything you do. You have to be okay with people, you know, not being so into you, because then there will be those people who are so into you.
Those are the ones that you want.
Exactly, because you know, oftentimes when people put up an inauthentic front, no matter how professional, no matter how pretty, no matter how on point, but it's not the real them. And they attract people, and then they have nightmare relationships with their clients.
Yes.
And you wonder why.
And we've had those. We've all had those. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's how I've had to learn too, because I haven't been, it's not like I just got it right away. I had those experiences myself where I had to just accept. You know, I often use that term witchy to describe myself in things that don't seem even relevant. You know, it doesn't seem relevant. But I do it on purpose because I want people to know, I'm a little weird that way or whatever. You know, like you need to either like that about me.
Yes.
Or just don't come to me, because it's, you know, that's just kind of, it is who I am. There's no way around it. So either you love it or just go to someone else, you know?
And I think, again, this is why you and I connected, because I'm that spiritual side with my marketing and branding. Does it mean that I'm going to put that into the client's branding? No, it just means that's who I am. So if that connects with you, and that's why I talked about it in the description of the show, that this is who I am. So it's not that we are going to be talking about spirituality every single episode. It's the fact that that's part of my brand.
Exactly. And you know, I feel like things are evolving in a way that benefits you and your clients most when you're able to embrace all sides of yourself, even if they're not exactly, not always the topic of conversation. That's also, I think, a key ingredient to a great relatable brand. You have to be multifaceted. All people,
yes,
you know, have different sides to them. When you try to put yourself out there and just show one side, you know, that usually doesn't get much traction.
No. And because of the world we live in. I mean, you and I are talking on a video call across the world. We met on Facebook. We deal with our clients in a digital world. The world is changing so quickly. Brands are moving and changing and needing to be innovative. We need to we need to dive into each of those parts of us. So what's the number one piece of advice you give your clients regarding their personal branding? Well,
is, you know, really is to be themselves and do them and get rid of the shame. That's usually my big thing. And, you know, I feel like we end up tapping a little bit into self-development inevitably, almost with every branding client I have.
Yes.
Because it makes them think things about themselves that they weren't necessarily too much. You know?
Yes.
Like often people will come to me, I want a brand, I want to look a certain way. They know how they want to look, right? But then when it comes to stepping forward and doing it, there's the shame. There's the shame of being themselves and seeing themselves in this amazing light that they pictured, actually. It's like hard for them to step into the sparkly shoes I just made them.
Yeah.
You know? So I'm often having to just coach them to embrace how awesome they are. I know it's
I love that.
I'm just a very cheerleading person. You know, it's just always been my personality. I'm like a cheerleader. So I have to get like that. I have to build them up and be like, you have your pretty dress on, you know, just go out there, smile, be you, you know? So that's my biggest piece of advice, be you. And it seems simple, but it's actually the most complicated piece of the puzzle, I think.
And it is hard, because what I'll often get from my clients when I have that same discussion, I will be sitting
and
we'll be doing our coaching prior to creating their brand. And I will be saying, that's brilliant. I want you to bring that out. Oh, I love that about you. And they give you that kind of side head tilt, looking at you like, what? What's so great about that? Because it is so part of them. They believe it's the most simplest, easiest part. And
yes,
I'm saying that's where the magic is, because it is so part of you that it exudes you. That's what makes you special. The most simplest thing that we do is hard to understand. That I call it, that's where the money is.
Yes. And you know, my phrase is follow the money. So look how well our phrases go.
<Woo-hoo>.
Because you have to follow the money. That's another big piece of advice. You have to respond to what people respond to about you, even if you don't get it. And it's what you were saying. It's like, I always tell people, you see yourself every day. Of course you don't see what other people see in you. You know what I mean? It becomes the landscape of your life. And to you is no big deal. But like you said, that's the special thing about you. And you don't even see it. So you have to respond to how people are responding to you. Not the people who don't like you, the people who like you.
Yes.
You know?
That's the key.
That's another thing. A lot of people get caught up in the people who hate them. It's like, ignore those.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. Hallelujah.
I mean, come on. Just pass on those people and focus on everyone who likes you. And you know, people get uncomfortable, actually, with people who like them, I've noticed.
Yes. Yeah.
Why do you like me?
Yeah. Let's take a short break. We have to take a short break, but I want to talk more about this after the break, because I think this is so important for our listeners to hear us talk more about that, the embracing of our authentic selves.
Yes.
So let's take a break and then come back with that.
Do you feel like you're drowning in administrivia? Do you have a podcast you would like transcribed to repurpose as a blog or even a best-selling book? Rhonda's Virtual Office is the answer to the freedom you crave so you can get busy doing what you love. Let Rhonda's Virtual Office give you the relief you need. Visit rhondasvirtualoffice.com and get some peace of mind today. Rhonda's Virtual Office is the go-to transcription service for EWN Podcast Network.
We are back, and Althea, let's share more about people being uncomfortable about their success.
Yeah, it's almost, you know, I notice that the sparkly things about their personality or their brand, what stands out about them, if you start cheating them on too much about it, which I do, I always do.
I do too.
Here. People will they'll just get uncomfortable, you know? And it's almost they're more ready to defend themselves when they receive criticism than they're ready to embrace the good things being pointed out to them.
Why are we built that way?
You know, I read somewhere at some point, because I read a lot, so I don't remember where, but something about how our survival used to depend in cave times on us focusing on the negative feedback. And okay. I think it might be a good point. Like, we had to really remember that bad experience to not, you know, die. And so it's almost like our primitive brain holds on to that, our fear-based, you know. And I feel like that's the thing, is fear-based. If you're going from a place of fear, you will encounter these roadblocks.
Yes. And as you were saying that, I was thinking about the experiences even I've had over the years developing into who I am and what I stand for. And I remember those times where I would be teaching or training, and I would be trying to explain a concept, whether it be marketing or nutrition or health or self-esteem, whatever the class I was teaching. And I remember going to say something and then thinking, oh no, I can't let them know that I'm so spiritual. I can't talk about God. I can't talk about the, I would have these filters on because I thought, oh, I'm in a professional setting. I need to keep it secular and professional. And the one time that I call it the slip up, where I said something to the reference of, oh, that's just my woo-woo spiritual side. That's what I believe in about that. I saw the light bulb go on for about half of the room. Half of the women lit up in that room, kind of sat up and paid attention. And they said, tell us more. And again, half of the room.
And that's how you saw it.
Yeah, half of the room not so interested. But once I started divulging that was part of who I was and how I worked in the intuitive side of it, because people would say to me, how do you come up with your ideas? And I would say, well, I meet with the person, I talk with them, I kind of get a vision intuitively about what their brilliance is, what I think I should bring out. And that's when things started turning for me. And I started attracting better clients, more clients, and like you say, following the money. So the more that I was in tune with what I did, the more that I'm able to help my clients do the same thing. And now, no, it's not for everybody. I said the best thing that you can have with your brand, the best thing you can have is somebody self-eliminating. When they come to you and they look at you and they, whether it be your website, whether it be your social media, and you're describing who you are and what you do, and people say, yes, I want to know more, and they contact you, or they say, no, not for me. That's better.
Exactly. And that's also the phrase I like to use, not for me. It doesn't mean not for someone else. It's just not for them.
That's right.
And, you know, I love that you described that moment of you know, that light bulb moment. It was a slip up, you know, because that's how the magic sort of happens. We're so strict. We try to be so professional. We don't leave ourselves a lot of room for magic, you know, for a spontaneity, for things to just happen, you know, when we plan everything so much and we try to be so perfect. That's another thing I always try to tell my clients. You have to leave room for the magic, for things to just happen.
Yes.
It's like, how would you have known how people were going to respond unless you did that? You just can't, you know, and if you had planned it, you probably could have, you know, gotten nervous about it. I tried for years to mix my whole witchy thing with my work.
Right.
And the more I try to do it deliberately, like, I would get nervous, weird things could happen. It just wasn't working out, right? And I had to just sort of exactly relax, be myself, and then it just started coming out one day. And it's like I accidentally came out of the witch closet, you know? But it was kind of like, oh, well. And then from then on, it's like I started attracting all the right people. It just happened. So, and sometimes we just need to relax and let God help us a little bit, you know?
Yes. Well, as the old saying goes, and they're sayings because they make sense, but let go and let God.
Yes, I love that one. Yeah. It's harder than it sounds.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Much harder than it sounds.
A live pursuit.
Say that again.
It's like a life's pursuit, right?
Yes.
I always try to tell people, look, certain spiritual concepts are not like a goal that you achieve. It's a continuous life pursuit that you will continue. It's like, you know, it's like fitness. It's not something you start and then you end. It's just part, it's a constant pursuit, you know? And sometimes you'll be better than others. You'll be in a better place than others about it. But, you know, letting go and letting God, it's hard. But when it's working out, you see your whole life works out.
Exactly. And let's take that into, because I promised on the show we were talking about branding, and this is all important. Yes. About being the authentic you. Give our listeners a concrete example of a brand. It could be one of your brands. It could be a brilliant client that you have. Give us a brief example of something that is fantastic.
Well, of course, I'm inclined to talk about my brand.
Well, and then you should.
My witchy brand, I'm really proud of it because, you know, if people are at all familiar, well, even just from movies and TV shows, usually witch stuff is dark, right?
Yes.
That's part of why people are afraid of it.
Right.
Because it's so dark and mysterious. The word occult, it, you know, like people don't know about it.
Right.
So I am the kind of girl, I'm a very girly girl.
And that's why we get along too, like the girly stuff. And
you have to embrace it though. And that's a big part of my brand too. I just had to embrace, well, this is who I am, you know? So yeah, for a lot of people, when I was a teenager and started getting into the witch stuff, it seemed like it went right along with being gothic and being kind of this dark aesthetic, right? And all this Celtic stuff, right? But I'm Mediterranean, and I like girly stuff, and I like Barbie dolls. I still do. And it's like, well, this is who I am. It doesn't mean I'm not psychic, and I don't have a big witchy aesthetic too, you know? So I just decided to embrace it and put that forward, and that took a lot. That took a lot, because I felt like people are going to find me lame.
No, they would, not at all. I follow the brand, and it's witchycouture.com.
Well, the one I'm talking about is Modern Witch's Guide to Life, and Witchy
okay.
Couture is the merchandise. Is the merchandise. Exactly.
Okay. I want our listeners to be able to find that merchandise, because then they will understand what we're talking about, because I can see the visual in my mind because I follow you. but our listeners are trying to picture that. So if they were to follow you, I know you're on Instagram. I know you're on other mediums. What's the best way that our listeners could get a glimpse of the Modern Witch's Guide, Witchy Couture brand?
Well, my website is www.modernwitch.es. So Modern Witches. And also I'm Spanish, so trying to stay with the .es. I thought that worked.
Okay.
But also on Instagram, Modern Witches Guide to Life or Witchy Couture. Also, I have my personal, you know, people tell me to mix it all up. I might do it at one point, but I felt that you know, separate my brand from me. You know,
okay. One second.
To do a brand or a project, that's service.
Can you repeat that? We just cut out there. The screen went blank for one moment there, so we missed that. So repeat that for us.
The brand part. Since where?
At the end of the space, you said I'm Spanish, and then it cut out.
Okay. Yeah, that's why I have the .es, you know? It's a little nod to being Spanish because my website's in English. Most of the people that follow me are from the States, from Canada, from the UK, Australia. I don't have many Spanish followers. But, you know, the reason I separate my brand from my personal, that's what I was talking about, is because I feel sometimes a brand comes to you as a calling to serve. And that's how my brand came about. It was a calling to share what I know and to do my part in vindicating what spiritual women have gone through for so many, you know, for centuries, for being the healers and helpers. You know, I feel like it's a big role that gets nowadays a bit ignored in society, but it's very necessary. Everybody in their family has a woman like that in their circle, and people depend on them.
Yes.
So I felt like this was a calling to get those women informed about who they are, you know, and what they can do with their gifts in a way that they weren't afraid of it. Women like me that were afraid of all the dark stuff, you know, that were like, well, that's not me, but I have these experiences. How do I work with that, you know? How can I look at this in a way that doesn't scare me and I get to learn about it and figure myself out and what I'm supposed to do, you know?
And share it.
That's why I separate from my personal thing.
Yes. And then share it and be the, and be the leaders for other women and men in our healer, light worker, our spiritual world. And that's what I tell so many of my clients is right now the world needs us. The world has always needed us, but right now people always in the now spiritual realms are being called. So we are compelled to share our gifts. And it's okay because we're all needed.
And it's okay. Exactly. We're in a point in history where we're more free than ever and we get to do it in a safe way. We get to just be ourselves about it. And that's exactly what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to empower people to just be themselves, embrace it, but also take responsibility, okay?
Yes.
Because I feel like there's a lot of powerful people not taking responsibility for what they're doing, how they're affecting their circles and, you know, their extended circles too. I mean, it's a butterfly effect.
Yes, absolutely.
That's a big part behind my brand.
I say that again.
That's the big reason behind my brand, the big why. But I'd like to point out that then I have the merchandise because I want to make money.
Yes.
And that's also something everybody needs to understand. Everybody needs to make money, and it's okay to try and make money and sell things.
Oh, for sure.
You know, but it's good to find useful things, practical things that people actually want. People are going to Target anyway to get t-shirts, you know?
Right.
So give them a t-shirt, you know?
What's one of your best sellers for you and your brand?
It's t-shirts and pins and mugs.
Aha.
I think that says it all. You know, people just want to show who they are in little ways. And wearing a t-shirt that says Witchilicious, or, you know, a mug that says witch, it just makes them feel like they're being themselves a little extra without needing to make, you know, any more of a statement. And so I just thought, what is the thing everybody buys anyway? You know, I'm just very practical and useful. I'm like, well, and so I try to make products that are just normal things, because I could have gone into the, again, more traditional witchy direction of making oils and making, you know, bath salts and things that I already do. But I don't think that has a massive appeal as much. You know what
No.
I mean?
And there's already enough people doing it.
Exactly. And I almost rather teach people how to do that themselves.
Yes.
Personally, you know, rather than try and me manufacture all these, something I do more on a personal basis for people who come to me for spiritual help. But I just feel like it's very important for entrepreneurs out there, especially in the spiritual industry, to just become okay with selling things.
Yes. And I work with my clients on that, and everything that I talk with my clients about, I tell them, this is the journey I had. This is why I do what I do, and why I can help you do what you do, because I had the same struggles. And when we mm-hmm. overcome something, I think it helps us help our clients. And before we get towards the end of our show here, I ask every guest, what's your best daily habit that keeps you aligned with your brand? And I want you to share that with us.
Well, I'm just going to be completely honest. I don't know if it's as groundbreaking as, you know, because
no.
I thought about it earlier. I'm like, I don't know if this is groundbreaking, but it's the truth, you know, it's journaling and praying. And I know praying for me is also a mix between meditation and prayer, though. It's more of a, I would say, a Buddhist approach, but I'm not Buddhist at all. But I've seen how they do it, how they chant, you know, and that's how I do it. Because I pray and I chant, and I meditate. It's all one.
Yes.
And I feel like that aligns me with who I am, with what I'm here to do, with my soul, and following my inner nudges, not my mind. Because the mind is a great tool. But if you let it direct you, it will drive you insane.
Oh, absolutely. And how many times have you got something in a meditation or a prayer? Because again, I do it daily too. And when I get away from it, if I'm traveling and I miss a day or two, then I know life is different, that I feel
yeah.
off. But when I'm paying yeah. attention to what comes through during that time, and even if I can't make sense of it, but I've been doing it for so long that I trust it, it makes sense later.
Exactly.
If I override it with exactly. my mind and go, oh, that's not logical, I'm not doing that, then that's when I mess up.
You know, I love to say your mind perceives like 1% of what's going on. People hate it when I first say it, right? But then I'm like, think about it. Think about it. How much are you really perceiving? If you think just based on your five senses, you know you're not perceiving most things. If you think about the big picture of how many people are involved in everything you do, you don't have all the information. Now, what we call God, this system we live in, knows. And you can tap into that. You know? So why drive your mind crazy? Just go directly to who knows, you know?
To
that's the way I look.
Yes.
To your soul. Your soul directly connected to the whole system we're surrounded by. We call it universe, God, is everything, is where we're living, you know? So I feel like you need to trust it. You need to trust what we're living in, you know? And not let your mind try to run the entire show, because it's not running the entire
no.
show, no matter how wanted to, you know.
And that's why I call it a daily habit. And you had referred to exercise. It's the same thing. We have to eat healthy. We have to exercise daily, whether that be go for a walk or stretch, whatever your exercise routine is. We all know we're much better off doing something daily than a 3-hour workout on the weekend.
Totally. This is another thing I tell my clients and my friends, and you know, I also do tarot readings locally, and people who come to me, this I always say, you want to change your life, you have to change something you do every day.
Oh, I love every that. Day. I'm going to tweet that later.
Well, it's I feel like it's true. Like I've come into it once and once again in my life. Life has taught me this. If you want a real change, you need to make, even if it's the smallest tweak, but something you do every day. And yeah, I feel like exercise is another one. Exercise and journaling is very important. And I forget sometimes, but we forget things. Our memories are limited and it's hard to see how events are connected later on.
Yes.
And you know, it's important to record things even when you don't feel like it or you don't think it's important, because then 2 years from now, you're going to be like, oh, look how that all unfolded.
Yes.
You know?
And I find that all the time because I do, yeah. I do journal, meditate, pray daily. And I've looked back on things to do that as well. And I've thought, oh, right. That's why
exactly.
That happened then. And whether it be good yep. or bad, I mean, sometimes we look at things that are hard for us and we think, why am I going through this? Well, because it is leading you to what you need to be or even something better.
And well, the fact is, sorry, that was the window. The fact is we came here to learn, to do things, to have experiences. So if you're not learning and experiencing, then what are you doing?
You know, okay.
That's another thing for me.
Okay. We need to get to your best. I know we're already running out of time. I can't believe it. And
I know. I'm sorry.
And what? No, don't be sorry. I've loved our conversation and I hope our listeners have too. And I hope that they're understanding the whole branding purpose and being your authentic self is what brings about your brand. So give us your best parting.
Is the key.
Pardon? The key?
Is the key.
Yes. So yeah. Give us your best parting words of wisdom or advice, Althea.
Well, so I wrote something down because I wanted to remember, and it's, you know, I feel like what changes everything is when you stop looking at other people and comparing yourself to other people. I feel like that's really when you're able to embrace you, who you are, and then you're able to really be you and put yourself out there, you know, just stop looking at all these people you admire so much at one point. Because it took me years to step forward. And
yes.
I think that was the reason. I was so obsessed with these people I idolized that I just couldn't see myself being as great as them. So I just wouldn't step forward, you know? And I had to almost just forget about that and just not look at other things so much and just start soaking into me and start putting myself forward little by little, get myself comfortable, you know, and that's what I want people to take away from. Yes, you have to know what kind of brand you want. It's really good to spend a lot of time, you know, soaking in the kind of thing you want from looking at others. But at one point, stop it. Stop it and do you and be brave. And that may take, you know, not thinking so much about others. Just compare yourself to yourself, you know, and how you used to be doing.
Yes, that's so critical. And I love that you ended with that because that is the key. Just do you.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, 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 yes.
So thank you.
I love it, Sam.
I love it. I love you. Thank you for sharing your time with us. And how can our listeners get in contact with you? What's the best way that you want me to leave your information?
Thank you for having me. Well, right now I'm about to upload a new version of my website, which is a little bit outdated, to be honest, right now. But by the time this comes out, I think it's going to be a whole new thing. Just AltheaDeLasEstrellas.com. And there you have access to all my other brands.
Okay.
And my name anywhere. I just do my name, Althea de las Estrellas.
And that's what I tell people too.
Facebook, yeah.
If they were to Google you, and I will have I'll have it on the show page, your actual link, so people can go there. But that's what I tell people too. If you Google my name, you will find everything out about me.
That's a cool thing about embracing you too. No, just Google my name. You
know? And it took me a long time to get okay with that.
Me too. That's why it's good that we're out here pushing people, because it's like, we were there. Do it.
You know? I love it. Okay, listeners, thank you for being here. I'm Sam Rafis, and you can Google me to find me and join my community. I'm your host. I'm happy you're here. And until next time, just keep sharing the love, and we'll talk to you next time.
This is the EWN Podcast Network.